Well, parents send their children to school expecting a healthy learning environment. But a new study from UC Davis and Lawrence Berkeley Lab shows that roughly 85% of air circulation systems in classrooms don't provide adequate ventilation. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Teresa Pistocchini, Engineering Manager at UC Davis Western Cooling Efficiency Center. Thanks very much for talking to us. So tell us how you investigated the classrooms.
We went to 104 classrooms across 11 schools that had recently installed new HVAC equipment, and we monitored CO2 concentrations in those classrooms, carbon dioxide. When students exhale carbon dioxide, you can measure it. If the room isn't properly ventilated, that will build up inside the classroom.
Is it dangerously high?
Carbon dioxide in and of itself is not, there's no emergency here, right? Like it's not a dangerous gas at those exposure levels, but what it tells us, that measurement tells us that the classroom isn't adequately ventilated, and without appropriate ventilation, you see increases in absence rates and reduced student performance. So this is a really important long-term problem that needs to be addressed.
And the increase in absence is because they're just passing germs around?
The thinking is that that's not entirely clear. What we do know is that lower ventilation rates increases absence rates. The line of thinking is on why that is not, that's not totally clear.
I mean, is there a guess? Are we thinking it's because they're just all breathing each other's, you know, viruses?
That's one theory. Another theory is that just a lack of exposure to outdoor air could impact our immune system over time.
So, and these are the places with new HVAC systems. I mean, is it that they don't get to open the windows, or that these HVAC systems aren't spreading the air around well? What's going on?
Sure. So HVAC equipment is designed to bring outdoor air into a classroom. That's one of the functions of a piece of HVAC equipment in a commercial building like a classroom. Really what's happening is that these systems are not getting installed and set up correctly or commissioned correctly. The law requires that happens, but the way that these systems are installed in school districts is there essentially is no oversight or no inspection by the state. And so that's really where the problem is falling short. So these systems are not complying with the law when they're installed.
That's just, that seems so unacceptable. You know what I mean? They're going to have somebody put this stuff in. Why don't they inspect it afterwards and make sure it's okay? These are our kids.
Sure. The way that the law is written right now, it allows the school district to essentially become the enforcing agency or to manage the project themselves. But really, there's 1,000 school districts in California, and ventilation and understanding how that works and making sure it's working correctly is can be complicated. And so really having an expert inspection and ensuring that that's happening correctly, I think, is really important and is a problem that needs to be fixed.
Well, I mean, some of these districts barely have enough money to just teach kids, much less, you know, run around inspecting ventilation systems.
Correct. Or another way to handle it is to make sure that that there's a commissioning agent that does the work, does the setup at the job, but really a third party inspector to make sure that everything is happening as it should be, I think, is needed.
So who would make that happen?
The authority currently lies with the Division of the State Architect, is my understanding. They're responsible for oversight of school construction.
All right. Thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. Teresa Pistocchini is Engineering Manager at UC Davis Western Cooling Efficiency Center.